With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The President has returned from the G20 Summit in Japan, where he talked with several of our trading partners, including President Xi of Japan. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says getting a pact with China and other key trading markets would be a huge relief.
We feel that as a producer of some very high-quality products, we can compete with anyone in the world, unless we have these artificial trade barriers. So that really impacts our ability to be successful in these markets.
And in particular, Newhouse says, let's lose those tariffs.
As you know, China is a huge market for many of our products, and taking some of these 50 or 70% tariffs away would be tremendous help for our producers. In a perfect world, that's exactly what we should do.
But he says, as we all know, China isn't our only trade market.
As I've said before, we have several agreements that are on the table. USMCA is kind of in our lap now. And Mexico is already overwhelmingly, their federal legislature has approved it. Canada is considering it right now. United States needs to bring that up for consideration as well, and that is also something that I'm pushing very hard to do.
So Newhouse says, let's keep pushing.
If we can make progress there and then progress on the China front, I think the future will look very good for producers in the entire United States, but certainly the state of Washington.
The good news is, while Congress may be on break, U.S. Representative Robert Lighthizer and his team continues its work on the USMCA. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what fruit will be in season in July?
July brings us local fruits such as stone fruit, apricots, and cherries, cane berries like blackberries, marionberries, boysenberries, and early raspberries. July also brings early blueberries and the end of strawberries.
And apricots and cherries are both stone fruit?
A stone fruit, or a drupe, describes fruit with a hard, stone-like pit that has a seed inside, and it's covered by the fleshy fruit and skin, which is the part we eat.
And what are blackberries and marionberries?
They're known as caneberries because they grow on a cane rather than a vine or a trunk. They used to be called brambles, but most commercial varieties are now thornless. They're an aggregate fruit, meaning that they're made up of a cluster of smaller fruits.
And all these great berries are upon us, or nearly.
So get those flats of delicious berries, jams, and pies are on my mind.
Very good. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.